from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Bell. It better not be hump day. It better be Friday. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
Peyton Russell alongside. And, well, we had a big, big, big show change around 6 o'clock last night. Big show change. Maybe 7 o'clock.
Do you think this is the first time in the history of this show, or any show for that matter, where a show lineup was so heavily adjusted based on someone tweeting LOL period and all lowercase LOL.
Yeah. So what's the difference
that matter?
In the LOLs? I'm not an LOL. I don't do the LOL.
I mean, I hate the LOL with a period on it. Like LOL, if that's what you're all you're typing, just type LOL. You don't need to put, if you're gonna put LOL period, like you're being grammatically correct enough that you should have capitalized the LOL.
It's also had a shift in meaning. Like, it used to actually mean you were literally laughing out loud.
It is very dismissive a lot of times.
Yeah, so. It used to be like, actually, this is actually funny. And now it's just a dismissive LOL.
It's this guy.
That's it.
This guy over here. Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
It has had a shift. But I also had a shift on this entire thing over a four-hour period. Because when you first see the story, it is okay, because you see the headline and the headline reads, Bobby Belt,
Dak Prescott is the greatest quarterback of all. It's CeeDee Lamb dismissively LOLs towards Jerry Jones after Jerry Jones dismissively says, I don't have to get this done, I have no urgency.
So the headline reads, Jerry Jones has no urgency to get the deal done. So what happens there is, like you said, CD posts the LOL period, and that's followed by a series of events.
Yeah, so where this all started was, it was a John Machota tweet. So John Machota yesterday, Jerry
stirring things up for nothing.
No. I disagree. We're going to disagree here, I think. Jerry Jones was speaking after practice yesterday, and as is normally the case, the beat is tweeting out quotes from Jerry live before video or audio of it gets out. And so John's tweet read, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on contract talks with CeeDee Lamb. I don't have any urgency to get it done. That's what he said. That tweet, since 6:20 yesterday, has 15.5 million impressions on Twitter.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot, because CeeDee Lamb quote tweets it. Says LOL period. That's one of the first times CD's quote or tweeted in months.
Yeah,
was to just say LOL to this. Micah Parsons then immediately retweets it.
Oh no!
A little bit later, Dak Prescott is standing up there at the podium doing his media availability. After he comes off of the podium and he sees the media kind of sauntering over to him, then he looks at them and says, "I already know what y'all want to talk about. I've got urgency to get it done." And now we've got a full-blown controversy.
Yeah, we do.
A controversy is what I might say.
As Jerry would say.
But you think that that misses the mark on this story?
Well, maybe not totally misses the mark, but partially misses the mark. Because we do like to listen to the actual audio.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it read to me when it said, I have no urgency to get this done, is Jerry saying literally, I have no urgency to get this done. Like, sternly. So let's hear how it actually happened. Peyton Russell.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? How, why you say that?
I'm just, I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
So, maybe the quote itself.
Because Jerry never said it.
Well, he did say, I've got no urgency to get it done.
Fine. In a joking way.
After he was asked the question, do you have urgency to get it done? He said, no.
Well, that's not him saying, I have no urgency to get it done. You but, can't quote him that.
Well, you say, do you have any urgency to get it done? He says, no.
Okay, so then you can't,
and then they said,
you can't
why?
Say...
No, but they said, put, you they, can't. They said, why? And then he follows up and says...
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why I said it. I've got no urgency to get it done. That is the quote he gave.
Okay, all right.
Is it? You, how do you think that misses the spirit of what he was saying?
We'll be all in.
And let us know on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney's fan text if you think this misses the mark of Jerry's intent. Because this has caused a firestorm where... People yesterday are melting down.
I just, like, that is such, I don't know, man. Like, that does not speak like this guy is sternly saying, I have no urgency to get it done.
The no does. No. And then it's why the follow-up, the longer quote doesn't, but it's the same question, right? It's Calvin
it's
Watkins asking
question.
Him, do you have urgency to get it done? No.
So having urgency to get it done and wanting to get it done, I think are two different things. Like, I think he wants to get it done. I think he wants to have him under contract. I think CD wants to get it done. Does he have urgency to get it done, meaning, like, I've got to get it done this week? I mean, I don't think he would have that.
Well,
because I also think that that would put him in a negotiating disadvantage, or at least that's how he would view it.
Well, you know what? This wasn't our last development of the evening.
No.
We had another development. We had the world-famous social media bio change, RJ Choppy, and CeeDee Lamb has taken America's team out of his Twitter bio. It just says 8 now because he's 88. He's CeeDee Lamb. He's 88. But America's team is out of his bio now.
This is a classic 2024 athlete. They do this. They do this every time. It means something to them. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just for effect. I think the older people are like, what does that really mean? Doesn't really mean anything. But I, you know, it's big for the players. Players absolutely do this. And every single one of them does this. Every single one of them will do this.
Boy, there we've already got a lot of fiery feedback on the fan text. 979, his question asked about getting it done in the preseason. 214, too much reaching. 810, didn't miss the mark at all. Whether it's stern or not, that's what he said. 321, Choppy's right. 912, he said it. 817, what the hell? He literally said it. I'm confused. So there's a big split on here already. And that's why we have the talk feature.
Yeah, the Odyssey app. Go to the Odyssey app. Leave a message to Jerry.
The Tolo phone.
Yes. Are you with Jerry on what he said, or is this reaching? This might be reaching. It might be actual real things. He said it, but... To me, there's a big difference between him saying it the way he said it versus a headline. I think it's a massive difference. How it's said in the construct of Jerry gets caught up in the joking with the media because he can't shut up.
But that's not a joke when he first gets asked about it.
No,
the explanation after is weird. I still don't know what that
means.
I went to high school. I went to college. Oh, my
joking.
My back fell over.
He went full on. Never mind. But it's, yeah, he can't shut up, so he just digs himself into a deeper hole.
I mean, I just don't understand what the explanation is after that. I went to high school. I went to college. Pick whatever you want.
Not
I went to Nobu.
Understand it. It's Jerry Jones talking into a microphone. We're not supposed to understand what he's
Clarence
saying.
Clarence sitting there trying to pretend like he knows what he's
saying.
Like, Clarence, come on. You don't know what that means.
We're not
either.
Supposed to understand what he's saying.
But I think this is indicative of the Cowboys' biggest problem is they try to exert power over everybody in negotiation. Their end game does not consistently enough, it doesn't seem to be to get it done, Chop. It feels like their end game is, I want to come out of this with the sense that I was in control. I want to come out of this with the sense that who's the power? Who's in charge here? It's not you, it's me. That's how the Cowboys seem to approach things. It goes back to the whole Zeke who thing.
Right. Look, I don't have a problem with them not having a sense of urgency to get it done. I don't have a problem with that because that means that they want to me, if you have a sense of urgency to get it done, that means you want to get it done at any cost. Like, you just want to get it done. And I don't think that's the right way to go about it. That's a bad way to build your team because then you're just going to overpay.
Play it one more time, Peyton. I want to hear it again just after we've talked about it for a second. I want to hear the context of it.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Let's see here. 432 says he said he has no sense of urgency. Big, big difference. Is there a difference between no sense of urgency and no urgency? Isn't the urgency...
No sense of urgency versus no urgency?
Like, does that mean, like, is there pressure versus are you feeling pressure?
Oh. I guess. I think you could probably go down that.
It could be. I think that this is, again, it's another example of the Cowboys' biggest concern way too often in their negotiations seems to be win it. Let's win the negotiation. That needs to be the top priority over getting it done, you know, getting ahead of things, making sure their books are this or that. They want to win every negotiation. It feels like such a, like, at least from just when you look at it from the outside, it seems like it's such a high for them.
Yeah, but name me the organization that doesn't want to win every negotiation. And I don't know, we just mean athletes.
I mean, we heard years ago, and this didn't work out for them, but I mean, technically neither worked out for them. We heard years ago, the Eagles got ahead of Carson Wentz and the Rams got ahead of Jared Goff because they didn't want to see whatever Jerry was going to end up paying Dak.
Right.
And they were like, let's get in now. Let's handle it. The Cowboys have no sense of urgency to get ahead of those sort
right.
of things.
They wait until they pay when they have to pay.
It's like the...
Like they do pay, but they wait.
When Jerry gets asked consistently over the years, hey, you know, this contract over here just signed. What does that mean for your negotiations over here? Jerry has said on several different occasions, nothing. Means nothing because what they do has nothing to do with what I want to pay. What I determine I pay, whatever I determine that I'm doing here,
they view the market as their market, not the league market.
Yeah, they have a market that's separate from everybody else in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that's a little... you chuckle at that a little bit because then this offseason, it's why hasn't this gotten done yet? Well, I'm waiting for leaves to fall. What leaves? You told us you don't worry about the leaves in anybody else's yard. You worry about your yard. Why are you worried about that all of a sudden? And so, I don't know. This just, I think they're feeling the pressure of there's three massive stars. Arguably, what? You could make the case those are the three best players. Dak, Parsons, and Lamb.
I don't think you make the case. I think they are.
It depends on how much do you think Zach Martin
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, realistically, you're talking about those are their three best players, I think.
At least the ones that are in their prime. Like Zach's out of his prime.
Yeah, those are their three best players. And I think they've got to be feeling the pressure. They've done this before, though, dude. 2019, they were heading into 2019 with the same situation. Their three best players were coming up. It was Amari and Dak in a contract year, just like Lamb and Dak are in a contract year. And it was Zeke heading into his fourth season, and it's Micah heading into his fourth season.
Oh, this is 2019 vibe.
How could they? I don't understand how they could have laid the groundwork for it to mirror exactly the same one of the most toxic, awful seasons they've had. Chop, that was they went 8-8 that year.
Yeah.
8-8.
8-8.
And they were, I need to look up.
They were off. They were 3-0, I think, too.
Yeah, and I mean, just destroying teams the first 3 weeks of the season. They were 8-8, and what was their point differential? I got to look it up because I remember it was like a historical. Okay, so they were plus 113. It was the highest point differential in the history of the NFL for a team that finished 500
That was a fake record. That was a fake record. That was an 11-win team.
It was. It should have been.
Yeah.
But you know why it wasn't? Because they let all this peripheral BS get in the way, and they're letting it happen again.
For the 703, which the Cowboys wanted to win Super Bowls as much as contract negotiations.
Damn right. Damn right. And that's the way a lot of people feel.
Yep.
And this is just a reminder of – and CD, we all felt like – for you, Chop, is CD not the easiest person in that building to pay? When you look at his resume, the market – what he bring, everything else, don't you look at it and go, that should be the easiest parameters to come to an agreement on.
I mean, him or Micah.
It just feels, even Micah, I feel like, is unique because Micah does a bunch of different things. It's like, well, he's such a unique case. The market's the market.
The market's the market.
You kind of feel like CD settled in here.
Yeah, you would think so.
Use the Tolo phone. That's what we need. We're all going to be.
Tolo phone, Odyssey app. Hit us up. Leave us your message. Let us know what you're thinking on this subject. Maybe you just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Look, if you're tired of contracts, don't want to hear about it anymore. Tell us that. If you want to scream at Jerry, tell us that. If you want to scream for CD, get your ass into work. Do that too. I put out a, we'll read some of these later. I put out a tweet yesterday, Chop, where I said, tell me in exactly 5 words your feelings about the CD Lamb, Jerry Jones drama.
5 words. Okay.
And I got 600 replies.
Oh, nice.
So we got lots of creative responses there.
Sean and RJ and the fan, what do the Rangers eat at the White House? Is Colleyville about to win the MVP and the White Sox escaped? Their first goat.
Yeah!
No, baby. Just came up with that one myself. Sean and RJ and the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Whew. The fan text was Liddy in that first segment.
They were Liddy.
Liddy.
No doubt about it. The messages exploded, and I'm sure we're going to be getting the Tolo phone on the Odyssey app. I'm sure we're going to get people all morning dropping their angry words for Jerry or maybe their angry words for CD, because there was a lot of feedback I saw yesterday that said, bro, get your ass to camp. You're under contract. Get out there.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely, this is not all one-sided. This is not all like team CD or team Cowboys. There's not any of that.
There was a, I don't want to spoil it. I'm going to pull a funny clip from Dak yesterday talking about the idea of holdouts that I think you're going to appreciate. But It's not all about football around here, Chop.
It's not. It's not. We have. We are the home of the world champs as well. The world Texas champions. Rangers. The world champions. Yes, the Texas Rangers, who visited Peyton. Do you have the address yet?
Yes, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Look at that. Yesterday, a little Peyton bit of research, Russell baby. Did not know the address of the White House. I think he was the last man in the world not to know the address of the White House, but he didn't. So now he does. It's good. It's good. Now remember that. Put that in your memory bank. There's also a movie about that. I think it's a Wesley Snipes movie.
Who?
That's funny because it was the government that came after Wesley Snipes not long ago for just failing to pay taxes.
Yeah,
he decided, I'm not going to pay taxes.
Yeah, I'll pay.
And they're like, all right, you can go to prison then.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people agree with. I'm not going to pay taxes. I'm not paying my taxes.
This whole country was, yeah. Argue it was built on not wanting to pay taxes.
We fought over 2%, and we fought over 2% sales tax or T-tax, whatever. So the Rangers were at the White House, and Bobby went and pulled some audio. So they were not outside, okay? Sometimes you'll do it outside, but with Hurricane Debbie or Tropical Storm Debbie, the entire Eastern East Coast is just getting pummeled with rain right now.
They're drenched right now. It's which, by the way, I don't know about you. One of my least favorite feelings in the world, like getting unexpectedly drenched by water, like whether it's like you lean up against a countertop and there was water up there or you step in a puddle. All-time awful feeling, so I don't blame them for wanting to be inside. But they were up there at the White House yesterday, the Rangers, getting honored before they take on the Yankees. And there was something I thought was really cool. The entrance was cool. Whoever it was that was at the White House that came up with this idea, I don't know what staff or what assistant making less than Peyton Russell came up with this, but it was pretty cool that as they were walking in, the White House had coordinated for a live classical intro for the team to walk into. Pretty good, the classical Creed intro.
I do love the pomp and circumstance of government, the White House, state, DC. I do love that.
I think it's
great. And then they usually do it up pretty well at the White House.
Yeah, and so that was cool right there. I did not see. Did we get word yesterday on what the meal was when we had been talking about that?
We did not.
So we don't know if they got hit.
No meal. They starved there.
They did not starve.
You can starve. So the Rangers got up there. They had a great experience with Chris Young and Bruce Bochy getting up there to talk. Bochy giving Biden a Rangers 46 jersey and giving him cowboy boots and the like. And then President Biden stood up there.
Okay.
And, we don't have to get political here. But he addressed the Texas Rangers baseball team and celebrated them a little bit. And he kicked things off with and we're going to play I don't remember which number it is, Peyton, but it's the Seager one. He kicked things off by giving an homage, so to speak, to one Corey Seager.
From football to basketball to hockey to soccer, many doubters wondered if baseball would ever join them. Well, to paraphrase Corey Seager, I guess we do know.
I didn't know what he was saying at first because it was like,
no one knows.
And then I was like, oh, hey,
Peyton, stop it.
You chill out back there.
Stop it.
Not the day, Peyton.
Okay? Stop it.
It is the last day before Sean gets back.
In fact, take us off the fan cam. I don't want to see anybody see us laughing back here.
If Ryan was here, he'd be protecting us. He'd have the video up. But this was. He was talking about the city of Dallas, like winning titles. Basketball, football, hockey, already got one.
They were the last in town to get one. Although, if you wanted to say they're the second in town to get one this century, you could say it like that.
Yeah. You could say it that way, and you'd be correct.
You would be, I believe, quite accurate.
So this was, that's something which, by the way, I want to know, if you go back and play it, Peyton, that section where he says, to paraphrase Corey Seager, I want to know who went, yeah, Was that Sandler probably? I bet Sandler's just sitting in the front row, like, having a hard time being Hallelujah chorus.
Yeah, I bet you he is.
Who was it? Let me hear if I can hear through the voices.
Well, to paraphrase Corey Seager.
Yeah. That's definitely Sandler.
Talk your ass, Biden.
That's definitely Sandler right there.
Sandler's and somebody's probably God. Like jab him in the leg with a pen, like shut up. All right, now he did. President Biden did give a lot of credit in recognizing Adolis Garcia as well.
Garcia, another major league record, most RBIs in a single season. In my job, I'm always looking for runs batted in. You know.
What does that mean?
I don't get the last part.
Postseason.
Yeah, but he meant postseason.
No, but post,
or series, postseason series.
What does he mean? He's looking for runs batted in.
Yeah, that one. I don't know. It's just
in my job. I'm always looking for runs batted.
He's trying to. He's trying to crack a joke. I support any.
I do too. I
support
don't know
any attempt at humor.
I
don't believe there's no such thing as a bad joke. Somebody laughed.
We heard Sandler again.
Yeah, we did.
Played again. There was another. Yeah.
Garcia, another major league record. Most RBIs in a single season.
Yes, there it is. Sandler again. It's phenomenal.
Sandler, this is why Secret Service was following him around. They're like, we don't trust this guy not to keep his mouth shut. Now, Bruce Bochy did get singled out a little bit.
As he should.
Yeah, because he's... How big an impact do you think... Let's look at the last couple titles for DFW, as he just mentioned there. Switzer with the Cowboys, Ken Hitchcock with the Stars, Rick Carlisle with the Mavericks, Bochy with the Rangers. There's no argument, right? Bochy is the most responsible or the biggest impact on them having the success they did, right? I mean, it'd be Carlisle probably would be the other.
That's interesting. Because, like, you know, the baseball manager does the least of any of them. Well, maybe hockey. But the baseball manager doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Like, they're managing personalities. You know, whereas Carlisle, I think, X would do more in-game.
Yeah.
So, I would probably say Rick, I would think. Bochy did more to change the culture, though.
Which the culture, you could argue, is what carried.
Yes, you could. Yeah. It's hard for me to differentiate between the culture... versus the actual, like, helping them in-game.
Well, Bruce Bochy, the four-time World Series champion. All his fingers filled up now.
Yeah, they are.
President Biden wanted to shout Bochy out.
Mr. Bruce earned four World Series as a coach. Yeah. I told him.
Another one.
Told him he's going to need another finger. Or else he got to put the fifth ring on his thumb. I mean, I don't know how you do that, man.
You know? It's right. You got it because you saw Brady when he had the thumb thing when he's doing it. It looks odd. It looks very, very odd. Jordan when he did the pose with the ring on the thumb.
Yeah, the ring on the thumb looks odd.
Looks very, very strange.
Which would look more odd? Do you think having six fingers on one hand and then being able to just put rings on five of them?
Six finger man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Inigo Montoya. Yeah, you fill up the five, or would it just look weirder to have a ring on your thumb? I think the ring on your thumb might look weirder. It's not a bad point.
I think if you had six fingers on your hand, you know, you can, and you did the five rings on the five normal fingers, not the thumb. Because that thumb, I mean, you've got to keep that clear. You've got to keep that thumb clear. Otherwise, you know, we're no different than a tiger or primate.
Exactly. That's what makes us human right there. So you don't want to sully it with a ring. But yeah, again, very beginning. Hit it again. We got another ad lib.
Manager Bruce earned four World Series as a coach.
Yeah.
Who is doing that?
Is that the same person every time?
That's
Sandler.
The same person. They're like the guy on the side during a hip-hop battle.
Yeah.
Or like in the background of a hip-hop song where it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy,
21.
They're the hype guys.
They're the hype guys. They are, man.
The towel waivers,
that's,
you know.
That's Sandler back there. That's awesome.
They're the member of the Entourage.
Entourage.
Just throwing out their ad libs. Yeah, boy. Uh-huh. That's whoever was sitting there. I don't know who it was. There were a lot of different people there yesterday. I saw there were state senators from Texas. There were, I believe, some sponsors from the team who had gone out there. But a lot of different folks were out there. So it's going to be tough to narrow down. But I definitely think it was Jared. Because you saw when Seager said his I guess we'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video, the alternate angle of Sandler getting up and going, yeah! And he's like, he's hyped. He's jacked up. So he's got a history of being the most excited person in the room. And I personally think that it was Sandler chirping up every time.
I love it, man. I think you're spot on there. I don't think it's anybody but Sandler.
Yeah.
A, B, S.
I mean, right? The only way we could have known it was him for sure is if he would have screamed out of here. And then we would have known.
Out of here! It could have been Raymond. It could have been Bassick. No, Bassick wasn't there.
Now, did you see he had the, I didn't pull the audio, but Biden had the line yesterday where he said, you know, you guys exercised your demons against Houston, something to that effect. Man, there were Astros fans blowing that up yesterday. And we're saying, look at this. Even when we're not at the White House, we're at the White House. Can't keep our names out of their mouth. They're obsessed with us.
I know you swing.
Oh, my God. The whole fan base is a toxic fan base. Toxic fan base.
Man, I don't know that there's ever been a fan base in sports history. Maybe the Warriors that became more entitled more quickly without a history of doing anything.
I don't know anything about the Warriors fan base. I know they're radio hosts. Fan base, I have no frame of reference on. All right, good stuff, Bobby Belt. Rangers at the White House, a little bit of audio. The two best bronze medals in Olympic history have been won. It is episode 10 of the Pedal to the Medal, and it's next on The Fan. What a day in the Olympic Summer Games, as they would call it, which we will get into here in a second. I want to remind everyone, tomorrow is our big party. Fan Bowl 2024, Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. So if you've already registered, check-in starts around 1 o'clock. Party gets going, you know.
2:30-ish.
2:30-ish. We'll have some round tables out there after the Rangers game against the Yankees. We'll be hanging out until 7 o'clock or later. I might say they're later.
Depending on how much I have to drink, I might have to stay there.
You might be sleeping there.
I might be. So for those who haven't been to the Hurtado in Arlington, it's like there's the Hurtado on one side, and then they've got a separate section with a bar, and it's like a legit bar with like liquor, and it's not just beer. And then they're going to set up this tent in between that's going to be fully air conditioned, and so you're going to be covered. You're going to be out of the Texas elements, heat,
which we're supposed to get a cold front today.
Oh, what are we going to drop down to? 94?
99.
Yeah, great.
Drove on a 99. Dude,
I was driving in. It said 88 degrees at 5 in the morning. It
felt
said 88. No, it
felt great.
Felt awful. But
that's because you're in a hoodie.
Yeah. Well, there is that. We will be out at Hurtado in Arlington, 205 East Front Street. Come on out. Like we said, 1 o'clock when check-in begins, 2:30. Party really gets jumping off. And then we'll be hanging out. I mean, we'll have a couple hours to have some drinks before we have a round table. That alone might get interesting.
Well, it might. I gotta defend my crown somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know who my first round matchup is against. I haven't seen a bracket yet.
I'm sure we will when we get there. I went to Hurtado yesterday in Mansfield, actually.
Oh, how was it?
G-Bag Nation. It was great. G-Bag Nation had a remote out there, and I promised a shout out to Gerald from the UTA Police Department. So okay. Gerald is works at the UTA Police Department, lives in Mansfield, and he said the entire station listens to us. Says 105 The Fan on all the time there in the office. I also got to speak with Andrew, Mason, Patricia, and Wayne. Patricia and Wayne were the ones who came out there. I went to shake their daughter's hand in Glen Heights, and it was this awkward handshake moment, and she ended up dropping the little giveaways we had.
Coolers.
And it chipped, and I felt bad, and it was my fault. But
you gotta get a new one, Gerald. If you could, can you get a cone, like an orange cone, and just put it in front of a parking spot for me?
For you,
please.
See, like, dude, already freeloading. You haven't even met him yet. You've just heard about him. I'll tell you what. I had an awful experience, though. I had one of those moments we talked about where you feel like you want to die.
Yeah.
Because I was opening the door for someone, and like I was coming in, and they were behind me, so I was like, oh, I'll leave the door open for them. And it's obviously 105 through the fan remote, so a lot of people showing up there were to see us.
Yeah.
And this guy was walking in behind and goes, oh, thank you. And I was like, sure thing. And he puts his fist out, like, for a fist bump when he's walking through the door. And so I put my fist out to fist bump him.
He was putting his fist out to hold the door?
Yep. Didn't know who we were at all. And I ended up fist bumping a total stranger and looking like a weirdo. And I was like, in that moment, I was like, I should leave now.
Yeah, that you got to leave. That's a must leave.
But I felt like I needed to leave.
That's a must leave.
Couldn't make eye contact with him the rest of the time we were there. I wanted to die.
But, you know, the fist out for the door, I mean, that's a post-COVID move.
It is. Well, he had a bunch of stuff in his hand, so he couldn't just hold it that's out. True. That's so true.
All right, it is episode 10. This might be our last episode because this is the last, you know, the Olympics end on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be the last one, but it's been a great ride. Episode 10, pedal to the metal.
Oh, we love an intro.
From track to hoops, Ledecky to Simone. It's time to hear how the Olympic Games are going. We won't talk box until the gender thing is settled. RJ Choppy puts his pedal to the metal.
My favorite Olympian this year is probably, without question, Noah Lyles. He's fun. He's a true superstar. He's got a great smile. He could trash talk. He's a good quote. I like him a lot. And he's good at what he does. Well, he won the gold in the 100 meter. Fastest man in the world, right? For the next 4 years, he is the fastest man in the world. He has that title.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take that away from him. So 2 days ago in the semis of the 200, and the 200 is his event. That's where he was the favorite to win gold. He finishes second. And nobody thought really anything of it. And then, you know, it's like, okay, you know, he finished second. Maybe just kind of, you know, leaving a little bit of juice for the next day.
Yeah, don't want to wear yourself out.
He goes out there the next day and he gets upset by Tobago. And he finishes third in the 200. And this is a big stunner. And after the race, he is literally laying collapsed on the ground on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been reports that he was a little bit under the weather.
Sure.
A little sick. And then it comes out. This is Lewis Johnson on NBC with an update on Noah Lyles.
Noah Lyles being taken off there in a wheelchair. I ran down underneath the stadium to try and find where he was. I ran into his mom, Keisha Kane Bishop, who was distraught trying to find him as well. We found Noah Lyles in medical there being tended to, and she did confirm that Noah had been diagnosed with COVID 2 days ago. That's right, diagnosed with COVID 2 days ago, but he decided he was going to run anyway. And obviously what he has there may have affected how he performed. He is now again with medical people, and again his mom is often distraught, but that's the issue. Noah has COVID.
So Botswana wins the gold, and then Kenny Bednarik wins the silver. That's a Team USA. That's Lyles' teammate, and then Lyles wins the bronze. So the last time a sprinter won the 100 and 200 at the same Olympics was Usain Bolt. I got to say this, winning the bronze, because like after this thing was over, you could tell how sick he was. Like he got a bad bout, and apparently there is some COVID running rampant through Olympic Village. Like over 40 athletes have it.
There's a lot running rampant through.
There's Olympic a lot Village. Running rampant through the village. So about 40 athletes have it. There are people saying that this bronze was more impressive than his gold.
But didn't he have it? Like, he would have, if he tested for it 2 days ago, I'm guessing he would have had it when he got the gold.
When he got the gold? Well, the gold, maybe.
Because what was that? This was Monday?
It could have been before any symptoms hit. Yeah. So he wouldn't have been, like, tired. That's the one thing. Like, COVID made, like, if you're, like, a healthy, super healthy individual, like he probably is, you're probably just tired.
Did you
run
hear?
Run down, right? You could see him. I mean, he's on the ground. He could probably can't breathe.
Did you hear what Tobago said after the race? They were asking him, somebody, I don't even get the question. They asked him the question of like, do you feel like you're the face of track and field now, or the face of, like, it was this weird question from somebody in the international media. But Tobago was like, yeah, I'm not like a really loud arrogant person like Jordan, so I guess I don't think I can be the face.
Noah,
so Noah can keep it.
Wait, Jordan Lyles.
Yeah, that's where I went. I went Jordan Lyles.
Noah's. I mean, he's boisterous, man. He will talk. Noah's absolutely the face of track and field from the men's side.
Yeah, well, and you saw. Did you see some of the chatter yesterday? A lot of people were like, why didn't we hear about this before? Why did you have to lose before we heard about it? This seems convenient. Seems like you had it built in ready in case he didn't win the gold that you were going to say, oh, sorry.
I mean, they saw him like with a mask on before the event. Like it was pretty obvious that he did have it. And this is breaking news this morning. He's supposed to be in the 4x100 today. And he announces his Olympic run is likely over. So it's supposed to be today's event. It seems like he's not going to race.
Mm.
He said he would leave it up to them. Like he said, I want to race. I'm willing to play. I'm willing to participate. I'll leave it up to the team. And he goes, I believe this will end my Olympics in 2024. It's not the one I dreamed of. This is what he posted on social media. But it's left me with so much joy in my heart. Hope everyone enjoyed the show.
I like that he's clearly brash and a big personality, and you love all those things. But
like his last line here, real quick, Bobby. Whether you're rooting for me or against me, you have to admit you watched, didn't you? That's what he posted on Instagram. That's fantastic.
It's very Conor-like. It's very Conor McGregor type of chatter there. But he's impressive and he's funny and all that stuff. I did have a bad taste in my mouth a year ago with the whole stop calling yourself the world champions. Okay, stop. So like that kind of put him behind for me.
Yeah,
I don't think I was able to enjoy him nearly as much.
And by the way, NBA Twitter, you don't get to dunk on Noah Lyles here like by saying, oh, you know, I guess he's not the world champ. He literally won the 100 meter, the more important race. Like, just chill. Like, Wizards muse and Hawks muse and Mavs muse. You don't get to dunk on Jordan Lyles here about not winning. Like, NBA Twitter's laughing at Jordan Lyles. Noah Lyles. You're not laughing at him. He won the 100 meter. He literally won the most important race. He won the actual world championship of track and field.
He's the world champion, just like the Rangers.
Just like the Rangers. There's a little bit of drama on the German team. A little bit of drama.
Uh-oh.
German track and field star Alicia Schmidt has found herself with some team drama. So she's dubbed the world's sexiest athlete. She was selected to compete in the mixed 4x400.
Let's see if this is true, she's the world's sexiest athlete.
Team Germany finished seventh and was eliminated from the prelim. Her teammate, Luna Bollmann, was nonplussed by this. And she goes, yeah, I'm the second fastest 400-meter athlete on paper. No, I was not nominated for the mixed relay.
Bro, she's cute.
I know. Hence, the world's sexiest athlete.
You're not typically a blondes guy, right?
Not really, no.
Her name's not Olivia Dunn. Doesn't count.
I don't know. She looks, she's got a little bit of, obviously not everywhere, but at least from like the shoulders up, she's got some young Kate Upton to her.
Okay. And by the way, we are not dismissing the Olympic basketball team. We are saving that for its own.
Yeah, that's going to be its own segment.
That's its own set. We did not want to ruin that amazing game yesterday with other stories.
Yes,
that will be its own segment. So these German sprinters are now like throwing pot shots at her and the German team for taking her over them when it's just her for sex appeal.
Okay, what do you want? Like, I'm sorry, but it's not her fault. Like, leave her be. There's so much jealousy running red. It's not like Jaylen Brown. It's not like Jaylen Brown where he just gets screwed over from a Nike endorsement.
Yeah,
the whole reason why he's left off the team allegedly. So just relax, y'all.
Yeah, relax.
Let the girl be.
R-E-L-A-X. How Hootie and the Blowfish changed college athletics forever. It's your college football kegger next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.